When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's going on, guys? What is going on? Just want to join, remind everyone, join the Patreon, patreon.com/MPGA. Ball ticklers, get on board. Remember, patreon.com/MPGA, and the Perfect 10 episode, live episode this month, a reminder, is January 25th at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of Making Podcasts Great Again. I am your tech stuff guy, Jay Nogg, and we are here, of course, with the President of the United States of Mar-a-Lago of America, Mr. Donald J. Trump. Mr. President, how are you today?
It's cold. I'm in Iowa, about to destroy a lot of people on the Iowa caucus, big caucus, and we're destroying them. And it's very cold. As you see, I'm wearing a sweatshirt, you know, no hoodie, yes, though. I don't want to look like a black, but it's very cold here, you know, and now I understand why so many of our great Republicans out here are fat as shit, because it keeps them warm. It's a real, you know, I walked up to a person today and I said, oh, is this your farm animal? And they said, no, it's my daughter. I said, well, you know what?
Did they have a collar around her? Was there a collar and a rope pulling her?
And no, they didn't have that, but she was eating out of a bucket. So I just assumed, but they're good people. Obviously, we have great respect for them. Great patriots, great, you know, our farmers, our great militia people. They're all strong, talented patriots. So we have great respect. And, you know, it's nice. We like that. So we support them and we want to win. We want to win and hopefully Ron DeSuckass and Bird Brain Haley will say, okay, bye-bye. Trump is too strong.
The NFL regular season is wrapping up, but there's still time to get in on the action with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed when you place a $5 deposit. That's $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. The app is so easy to use, and there are so many different ways to bet, like live, same game parlays. Find bets in the new Explore tab. Make a parlay in the Parlay Hub, the best way to find popular parlays and more. So visit FanDuel.com/Boston and make your first bet a layup. FanDuel, official partner of the NFL. Must be 21 and over and present in select states. FanDuel is offering online sports wagering in Kansas under an agreement with Kansas Star Casino, LLC. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit fanduel.com/RG in Colorado, Iowa, Kentucky, Michigan, New Jersey, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Illinois, Tennessee, and Virginia. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXTSTEP to 53342 in Arizona, 1-888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org/chat in Connecticut, 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana, 1-800-522-4700 or visit ksgamblinghelp.com in Kansas, 1-877-770-STOP in Louisiana. Visit mdgamblinghelp.org in Maryland. Visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net in West Virginia or call 1-800-522-4700 in Wyoming. Hope is here. Visit gamblinghelplinema.org or call 1-800-327-5050 for 24/7 help in Massachusetts or call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY in New York.
Mr. President, you're very cold right now, but next month, well, in 2 months, actually, we are going to be somewhere warm doing a live episode, West Coast style, of making podcasts great again. Are you excited, Mr. President?
I'm very excited. I thought we're going to be in Las Vegas, Nevada, Las Vegas.
That's right.
And unfortunately, we won't be staying at a Trump property, though, which was, that's part of the deal. So we can't stay at a Trump property. But what I can tell you is I may be taking an extra day to go visit the former business of my great friend Dennis Hoff. I may make a presidential pit stop at the Bunny Ranch in Reno and
Is that
say
what
hello
it's called, the
to
presidential pit stop?
a presidential pit stop. To see some great patriots, some great hardworking ladies, and to pay my respects to Dennis Hoff and the legacy of giving strong jobs. And he always said to me his favorite part of hiring his prostitute people was the job interview. He always said he loved interviewing, the new talent. They would come in there with tears in their eyes, but not tears like when big strong generals see me, but tears of my life is falling apart. I took out a bank loan to get these big fake tits. What can I do? Can you give me a job, sir? And Dennis Hoff would say, I'd love to give you a job. You got to give me a job first. And that's always a line that I've used at job interviews with attractive women. We pay great respects to Dennis Hoff. And we know he's up there in heaven with Fred Trump and Jeff Epstein and Roy Denhollander. He's right there, just, pimping the angels, probably, with great compassion.
What is it? I give you a job, but first you give me a job. Is that the line?
He said, I'd love to give you a job, but first you need to give me a job.
There you go. Well, the ticket link for it's in Vegas, or it's right outside of Vegas,
I
the
would like to say
city.
it's called branding tech stuff, and obviously you failed branding. Let's go branding.
Well, I just want
It's
to let
in.
everybody know the exact location
Well,
because people who live.
when they click on it, they'll see they can. Yeah, they and I mean some of my supporters can't read, which is what we love about them.
That's why I
But I
want
think our
to explain it.
podcast people, especially the rhinos and the ball ticklers, they're very protective of their money. So it's in Henderson, Nevada, which is I believe 20 minutes, a 20-minute drive from the Strip. So it's very close, very classy, and it's going to be a great day of a lot of events, a lot of podcasts, a big stand-up show featuring failed comedian Jeo Covan at night. He's a real loser. But the main part of the show is going to be the Making Podcasts Great Again live from Henderson, Nevada, since Tech Stuff wants to be very specific.
Just want people who are out there on the West Coast, they're making plans to know. And like you said, reading is not for everyone. Now, Mr. President,
I just
happy MLK.
received,
Yes.
I just, excuse me, this is more important than Martin Luther King. I just received a Truth Social update that Big Bird de Blasio, this is stupid. Never mind.
What?
Sometimes the people on Truth Social send very stupid things, and this was a very stupid thing. Nope. We're going to block them from Truth Social, that I can tell you. Okay, you were talking about Martina Navratilova King.
It's MLK Day today. How did you celebrate?
Oh, well, what we do is at Mar-a-Lago, we give all the black caddies an extra 10 minutes break.
That's very nice. It's always isn't MLK Day always has to do with black caddies, I think. From history says
But we
that.
give the white caddies 30 minutes off, the an extra 30 minutes.
Why do the white caddies get more time off on MLK Day than the black caddies? That doesn't make sense.
No, see, that's racist that you're saying it doesn't make sense. It actually makes perfect sense because I knew Martin Lawrence King. I knew him very well. Okay. You're so crazy. Remember that? And we talked to him very strongly and had a great talk. And he was very strong on equality. You know this. He didn't want skin color to be the issue. So I thought, well, what better way to show you're equal than giving something to the blacks and then saying, but no favoritism, we're giving triple that amount to the whites.
So that was your rationale. Okay.
That's a strong rationale.
All right. I guess so. That's fine. Did you do anything special besides award your caddies extra time off today?
Oh, sure. We, Ivanka and I, we did a, father-daughter trip to a black strip club. We went to an African American strip club for the lunch buffet, and it was interesting. It was just sort of more paying respects. It wasn't my sort of thing. They were playing a lot of hip hop, which I don't care for, and the I don't mind a big ass, but some of these women had very huge asses, and it wasn't my it's not really my style. I go to my favorite club in Tampa is Teenage Titties. That's my favorite strip club. At this we went to one called Chocolate Thunder, and
Is Teenage Titties next to the library?
well, we're still seeking sites for the library, obviously. We have our sites, but
Gotcha.
it would be one of the titties of the titty fuck Trump Presidential Library.
Did he punch up? Press the driver. Oh man, I can't wait till that is now when you win presidency for 2024, will that library, or are you waiting for like to end your reign to build the libraries? Is that like your last thing?
You build the library at the end because we're going to have more legacy. We're going to have more legacy. We might have to
Right.
do a DP library. It might have to be you'll have one library celebrating the first term and the patriotic protest, and then we add another shaft of a library in between the two strip clubs. So now it's like a DP TT.
That's great. Was Ivanka a fan of the strip club at all, or she just comes to support you?
Well, they did a funny thing. Remember Sir Mix-a-Lot?
Yes.
Baby Got Back? They actually brought her on stage when they brought out Bootylicious, who was like the closer for the show. And they played that and they asked Ivanka to do the, oh my God, look at her butt, like the beginning. And everybody laughed. Everybody laughed. It was a good time. So I think we may have won over some black strippers for Trump.
That's awesome, Mr.
Title.
President.
Please write that down. Thank you. Oh,
What is next on the agenda? I'm glad you had a good MLK weekend.
oh.
It's okay. So you're in Iowa right now. I think it is freezing temperatures there. You're indoors right now. Are you next to a fireplace, keeping yourself warm?